Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading for the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And a person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with the true wealth? You are not trustworthy with what belongs to another. Who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, you justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your heart. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus is reminding us, the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. Jesus expects us to do everything, even small, with true love. Not easy, because many times people do not see our heart. But the Lord is seeing us all the time. It's expected us to always do it out of love. That's all. Always unconditional. To trust, to love all the other people. What St. Paul says, no? Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. So Jesus expects us to follow him. No matter what matter, with love. Ask Jesus to give us the strength today, love all the people we meet on the street or in any place we encounter. Expectation of the Lord is always that even small things with true heart, true love, believing God is with us. Let's entrust ourselves to his care.